Support for WPR comes from the Stevens Point area, offering a variety of getaway experiences, itineraries and ideas for beer lovers, foodies, outdoor recreation fans, and more are at StevensPointArea.com.
It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll talk to a fitness writer about new research showing a link between exercise and increased creativity.
First, we're talking about a new report from the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance that says Wisconsin is about to undergo a huge demographic shift that will affect employers, taxpayers, government, and the ability of the state's economy to grow over the next 30 years.
Todd Berry is with us to discuss the new report. He's president of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. Todd, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me back.
So what is this big demographic shift we're looking at over the next quarter century or so?
Well, this is not mysterious or anything. We have a lot of baby boomers who are maturing and getting ready to leave the workforce, and anybody that's been watching school enrollments for the last decade or two knows that the number of young people has been declining in the state, and when you put those two together, what you end up with is a state workforce that is not going to grow at all over the next 20 to 30 years.
So we're aging, fewer people in the labor market. What might that do to our economy?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's been a lot of back and forth between partisans over job creation and economic growth, but really fundamentally, if you don't have more people, you can't create jobs because you don't have any people to put in those jobs.
And it seems like that might be a good news scenario for younger people. There are fewer of them to go around for
sure.
The existing pool of jobs. So maybe unemployment would go down in that scenario?
Yeah, you'd expect that the wages would be bid up, that unemployment would be low. It certainly would be, Wisconsin would be an attractive place for people to come to in terms of employment. But again, there's a little bit of a chicken and egg problem because if you don't have the people, then you can't have the jobs.
Right. So an employer might say, I need to start a new factory. There are no workers in Wisconsin. I'm going to go elsewhere. I'm not going to go to Wisconsin.
Yeah,
to do this.
That's certainly one possibility. Or, you know, they maintain their operations here and decide they need a second plant or whatever somewhere else.
And is this uniform across the state or affecting more areas than others?
Mm-hmm. Well, it is differential in its impact, but in some ways, it's surprising at how widespread it is. There are only going to be, I think, in the next 30 years, about 21 counties out of 72 where the labor force is going to grow, and only four where it's going to grow 10% or more. In other words, the vast majority of Wisconsin counties are going to see their workforce size be static, and in a fair number of them, the decline is going to be 10% or more. If you look across a great part of northern Wisconsin, part of that Central Sands area, part of the Southwest, those are the areas where the labor force is expected to shrink the most. And that's not surprising in a sense because that's where we've seen school enrollments falling for a decade or two.
What does this mean for state government? I mean, in part, they'll also have a smaller pool for labor. Mm-hmm. But what about revenue if we see this declining pool of workers?
Well, you know, one thing about the baby boomers, when they were born and grew up and so forth, there were houses built and cars purchased and appliances bought and children clothed and school enrollments growing, and it really was very much an engine for economic growth. And if you have a workforce that's static, you're not going to see as rapid total income growth. There are not going to be as many new households forming where they buy a lot of these big durable goods that generate sales tax revenue. So I don't think you're going to foresee going into the future the kind of robust state tax growth that you saw, say, in the 90s when we were growing 6, 7, 8, 9% per year.
As you say, this isn't a secret or a mystery. We know it's coming. We see it off in the distance. Knowing that, is there anything we can do about it?
Yeah. Well, we put out a report 10 years ago titled Wisconsin 2015, where we outlined this issue. So,
And we fixed it between now then and now.
Yeah, we sort of missed an opportunity there. But there are certainly things you can do. First of all, you've got to make sure that you graduate and educate well every possible young person from high school. We just can't afford to have higher dropout rates in some districts. It certainly is an opportunity to continue to tap in flexible ways the expertise of retiring baby boomers. It also offers an opportunity to try to lure back to Wisconsin natives who perhaps wanted to stay here, but because of their college educations in business, finance, information technology, or whatever, there simply weren't enough openings for them. And so that would be another source. We're going to have to talk about in-migration, and that means immigration, too. If we didn't have to worry about the federal government, I would say that state political and business leaders should be waving a magic wand and starting to look at other countries that have well-educated, high-trained labor forces that we could go after, in a sense.
So chasing after not just within the country, but international immigration to Wisconsin.
Yeah. I mean, we've known for some time that certain sectors of the U.S. economy wish they could import more people of high skill and high education levels.
One sidebar to this, you mentioned school districts earlier. We already see this problem in counties with declining populations, mm-hmm. Districts with fixed costs, the size of their school buildings and that sort of thing, but declining enrollments and thus declining state funding. Do you see this as a growing problem in the future as well?
Well, we already have that problem. We've had it for since the late 90s, and because the state limits revenue growth in part based on enrollment, we've had smaller, isolated school districts under the squeeze in terms of revenue for some time. So for them, it's just going to be a continuation of what we've already known.
So you did this report 10 years ago. You're doing it again today. Do you think lawmakers are taking this issue seriously? Are they looking that far into the future and trying to come up with a formula to fix that now?
Well, whenever I talk to people that work in the Capitol, lawmakers, lobbyists, whatever, one of the first things out of their mouths is always, this in a full-time professional legislature, the time horizon is very short. It's the next election, and so they really don't have, even if they have the will, they don't have the capacity to think long-term and strategically. So it is a challenge, but it's one that is so pervasive. It doesn't touch one party or one region. It should be something that collectively state leaders can work together on.
Well, maybe we'll check in with you in the future to see if they're doing that. Todd, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
That's Todd Berry. He's president of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance, talking about a new report showing how Wisconsin's aging population could hurt the state's economy.